Casson now estimated that it was not until 10 o'clock that Carella and Marchetti had left for the Lido, where Carella claimed he had received the call telling him about the fire. By the time they were crossing the lagoon on the way to the Lido, said Casson, the sky was all lit up. How could they not have known about the fire? Carella had offered an absurd explanation, said Casson. They had been sitting with their backs to Venice. Casson's surveillance picked up two virtual confessions from Carella and Marchetti. A plainclothesman sitting behind them on a vaporetto overheard Marchetti say to Carella, "Don't worry, I won't rat on you." Then, in a conversation taped after a particularly grueling police interrogation, Marchetti was heard to say, "We're both going to jail." To which Carella replied, "They've got us. They've really got us." Casson read these two quotes to the court, adding dryly that he had omitted the profanities from both remarks. One of the most damaging blows to Carella's credibility came from an unexpected source, his father, Renato Carella. When Renato Carella was asked how he had heard about the fire, he said his son had called to tell him at 10:10 p.m. That was 20 minutes before the first mention of the fire on television. But Enrico Carella had claimed that he had learned about the fire from someone who had just seen it on TV. Was Renato Carella sure about the time? Yes, he said. He was positive. In fact, Renato Carella had become the mystery man in the case. He had set up his son's company for the sole purpose of receiving the electrical subcontract from Argenti in Rome. Renato Carella was then hired by Argenti to serve as its liaison at the Fenice. When Casson announced his original list of defendants in 1998, Renato Carella had not been among them. But Casson had named three suspects who were still under investigation. Two were mafia bosses from Palermo. The other was Renato Carella. The mafia bosses had since been dropped as suspects, but Carella remained in Casson's sights even at this late date, and Casson intended to keep him there indefinitely.